there's a question that I hear asked quite often, and that is, why do different entities, non-physical entities, give different answers to what appears to be the same questions?
There are a number of different reasons for that. First, as you have cleverly stated in your question, what appears to be and what is are not always the same thing. Each of you are perceiving differently. Not two of you are receiving exactly the same. If we were to gather together with a group of beings in this room and have an experience and then everyone take their leave, going in different directions, each would have a different explanation for what had been experienced. As words are used to describe, the words are very much incomplete of what was actually experienced, for you are experiencing upon many levels, while you are communicating with words, not on all of those levels. We've had some fun with you in the beginning, letting you know that just because we're dead doesn't make us smart. And we are really having fun with that, because we are not really dead. There is not dead. There is only life. Life is eternal. But our point in that statement is that all non-physical beings, just as all physical beings, are not at the same point of understanding or at the same intent. All do not want the same thing. All are not at the same place. That is what we were getting at when we said there is so much stimulation of thought that it is pointless to discuss all of the sources of it. Instead, let us talk about the only thing that is important, and that is how it relates to you, whether it is appropriate to you in this time. And you use your guidance system to evaluate that.
Okay. Then are they the non-physical beings of like intent, or leaning toward the similar truth, let's call it, I'll say like intent, are they drawn together more or less in groups?
They are. It is absolute by law of attraction. That which is like unto itself is drawn.
And are those who, when they hear that particular group speak or communicate, get positive vibe feelings from that, are they more or less of that same family?
Indeed.
Or of intent, at any rate?
That is correct.
Okay. Why is it that you don't use Esther's normal voice when you speak through her?
We are wanting to. We have been practicing for a number of years. Is this not her normal voice?
No, it's not.
We are having a little bit of fun with you. We are using her apparatus not as well as she uses it. And also, there is advantage for those who hear to know the difference.
That's true. I appreciate it. Are you Esther's inner being?
We are that and more. Esther's inner being exists here in this family, as you have described. There are many inner beings that are gathered here.